All right, as far as Von Miller and Saliba Akib, I'm now Sergeant Schultz. Jawohl, I know nothing, and I've been ordered to say nothing, so that may be the end of this press conference about the defense, so anyway.
Coach, what's the mindset been like for the defensive guys? Have you seen any change since everything that's happened?
No, we come out and practice. This is a great group that way. That's why they were successful last year. We had guys that didn't play. We missed guys for four games last year. Those kind of things came up, and we just go forward, work hard, and try to do the right things, and good things happen for you.
How nice was it to see your D-line and getting their hands up and getting some balls?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you don't have helmets on, you know, you can't rush as hard because you don't be that physical, but it gives you a good chance to try to knock balls down, and that's what we do as good as anybody in the league.
If Talib's out for any period of time,
I know nothing.
No, what does that mean for?
I know nothing. I know nothing.
Roby
and Kayvon are working hard. I thought both of them played well for us last year. Roby played a whole lot last year. Kayvon, I'd like to see play more because he's a good player. So, I thought our DBs played really well overall today. It's in the red zone. You know, there's no pads, and it's a really offensive advantage drill. And our guys played really well today. So I thought our secondary did well.
Has it struck you, Coach, that without DeMarcus and Vaughn and now Talib out there, it just doesn't look the same this offseason?
It's an opportunity for the other guys. You know, that's when somebody's not, and we've rested guys on every other day too with the secondary especially, and giving those young guys the Websters and the Robies and those kind of guys a chance to improve, and that's what they've done.
Wait, do you like Simmons' awareness when he plays? He seems to be on the ball a lot.
Yeah, he's made quite a few plays. You know, we chart every day, how many plays they make, what they do well, what they do wrong, and he's in the plus territory, so he's doing well.
What's your favorite joke at the roast?
My son really grilled me pretty. The rest of them were pretty nice. Jim Nance did a pretty good deal. Wade Phillips. Who's Wade Phillips? And he kept going. They said, no, you know Wade. No, I don't know Wade Phillips. Who is he? You know, so. And Chris Berman hit me pretty good, too. So it was a fun deal.
What about Peyton's video?
Yeah, well, Cooper's the one, you know. You know. And I'll say this, Cooper is the one that never played and never played quarterback. And so, you know, just to get back at him.
In regard to the inside linebacker position that's vacant because of Trevathan, are you expecting one player to play as much as he did last season or kind of by committee possibly?
We're going to wait and see. I mean, we've got two guys that really played a whole lot last year and played well when he wasn't in there. So, you know, Corey and Todd are doing real well in there now. So we feel like we've got a good rotation if we have to, or we can one of them steps up and plays all the time, we can do that.
We asked you so much about Sly last year, making that step forward. What have you seen? Can he continue to trend up? Or is there
I think everybody can, you know.
What would be more for him? How can he be
more? Oh, I just think, you know, him with – maybe working into the third down pass rush some. He did some good things from our base defense and, just make more plays for any player. You know, that's always a goal for anybody. It's tough at a nose guard, obviously, to make as many plays as the rest of them do but he at least starts in the middle. So he keeps them from running up the inside. And, we led the NFL in yards per carry against us last year, and he was a big factor there.
One of your undrafted rookies, Shaniel Jenkins, he's had a pretty steep climb from D2 to here. What's he shown so far?
He's been hollered at a lot, I can tell you that, all rookies are going to be. He's learning as he goes. So I think it's a different world for those guys. We have a pretty high – we have a tremendously high standard. And, to get there, they're not quite used to that. I think they're all of them are getting closer to that.
Wait, over the last couple years, we've seen defensive teams win Super Bowls. It was you guys, guys a few years ago, even though this is it's passing league. What's that like as a coordinator to have to try to keep one step ahead of the changes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an offensive league. I mean, that's for sure. You know, it's not quite college football where they don't give you a chance on defense, but but it's you know, I mean, teams when defenses are certainly a part of it, and our defense was a big part of it too. But teams win championships. I don't, you know, this league especially, most of the time the teams with the top offense have won the Super Bowl. So you know, it was a tremendous year for our whole team.
And you guys went to the top. I mean, a lot of people say it's hard to repeat. What do you say to people about this team, do you think?
Well, you know, kind of the same thing we thought last year, you know. I mean, going into OTAs, we felt like we were going to be pretty good, and then we started talking about being the best, and now we're still talking about that. So that's our goal, is to be the best, and certainly last year's team would be hard to repeat. The only thing better than winning a Super Bowl is winning another one. So that's what we're looking for.
Coach, you're going to get your ring on Sunday. When do you intend to wear it?
Well, as soon as I get it, I'm going to put it on, and you know, I may wear it all the time. We'll see. You know, it's a really big ring. You know, it's a really big thing. So we got a really big team. So. As Drake would say.
How did you know that?
Huh?
How did you know that?
I got it on my iPhone.
Was that your tight list today?
No, that wasn't mine. No. Mine is very diverse. So.
Obviously.
Yeah, very diverse. So. And you wouldn't want to listen to it, probably.
Thanks,
all right, thank you.